Father, in our Lord Jesus the Christ, have you ever found yourself completely overwhelmed by the many tasks involved in hosting guests? The anticipation, the planning, the execution, it can be a lot. Just a couple of months ago, my sister's family came to visit, and there are five of them. She has, four kids, plus her husband. And her kids are ranging from a newborn to a 14-year-old. And I live alone, so I'm used to cooking for one. But this time I thought, why don't you all come to my place? A few minutes later, she called back and asked if they could also bring the intern from her church and possibly the intern's significant others. Of course, I said, and I immediately, my mind started racing. How was I going to feed all these people easily? So I thought of possibly spaghetti, right? That's always good. Taquitos, right? Or maybe just throw some meat and vegetables in a slow cooker. Then there was the seating situation. My table only had four chairs, so I started scouting for patio chairs. Even as I prepared, I felt a familiar anxiety creeping in. Well, the day arrived, and I had snacks and beverages and all the ingredients for tacos, which, of course, you have to cook right before eating. Mi casa es su casa, I told them, and showing them the snacks and explaining how the TV worked, then headed straight to the kitchen. A few minutes later, they came into the kitchen to report that the internet was not working. So I had to go troubleshoot the router. And then a few minutes later, after I had come back to the kitchen, my nephew came in, eager to tell me all about his week. It was very sweet, but he was distracting me from the cooking. So I gently asked him to join his parents in the living room. Then the intern approached and asked if I needed help. And I said, no, thank you. I replied, clinging to my ingrained hospitality of never asking a guest to assist. But then she looked at me and said, are you okay? You seem very stressed. And she was right. I was completely overwhelmed. I was trying so hard to meet the high expectations of hospitality I had learned while growing up, remembering also how my mom effortlessly hosted countless guests. Martha, in our gospel reading today from Luke 10, knew that feeling all too well. She was burdened and anxious by all the tasks required to properly host a guest in her culture. And she reached a point where she felt completely alone in meeting those expectations. Overwhelmed and anxious, perhaps she even feared she wouldn't be able to fulfill all these tasks. So what she does, she gets upset, she lashes out, not just at the situation, but it seems that she gets upset at everyone, and even Jesus. Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me. New Testament scholar Mark Davies points out a similar plea Jesus received from his disciples when they were caught in a storm. Anxious and overwhelmed, they found Jesus asleep, calm as if he didn't care. So his disciples, when they found him, said, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? In the journey of discipleship, we are indeed called to serve people and to minister through our actions. Jesus himself, just before this episode that we read today, had sent his disciples out to every town to preach and to serve people in their need. And he sent them to places he intended to go, knowing that the harvest was plentiful, but the workers were few. But Jesus himself at times felt overwhelmed by the immense needs around him. And so he also sought moments of prayer and meditation and reflection. And I imagine a scripture reading also, to then return to serve God's people. I don't believe Jesus is suggesting that service is not important, but rather he is emphasizing that for his disciples to continue to serve, they will depend on him, on the Spirit, to draw wisdom and direction. Mary, in contrast to Martha, chooses to pause. She chose to listen to Jesus' teaching, to be in conversation with him, even if it meant her sister was left to manage all on her own just for a bit. It is absolutely necessary for us to pause and to seek those moments of silence with God, to come to church on Sunday and pause, to receive the presence of Jesus so that our anxieties or our anxious daily routines do not consume us. But instead, this pause empowers us to serve freely, making the many tasks of life more endurable. And this is true for many pastors as well. We often feel alone in juggling the many tasks the ministry requires, the numerous expectations that we are called to meet. But while there are countless needs demanding our attention, and while God does use us to grow the kingdom here on earth and use us to reconcile the world through the presence of Jesus in us, when we choose to proclaim the good news to others and serve others, Jesus today also is inviting us to rest in his presence, to pause, and to seek moments with Jesus in our daily lives, and especially here in this community. Here we get to rest together and to encourage one another and to receive Jesus' presence through a meal that Jesus himself hosts for us, and where forgiveness and peace is once again offered to each one of us. And so this presence of Christ is this better part that remains with us and that it will not be taken away from us. And for that we say thanks be to God. Amen.
At this time,